Welcome to the Broski Doodles Podcast, the best podcast in all of the land. It's your boy Kiko Flo, Kiko Cervantes, the guy with the accent. And on the other side of the screen, as always, the other guy with the accent. Is it a heavier accent? Of course, look at his face. Look how he looks. He looks like an accent, dude. Even though he's white, he got that thick. He got that thick accent. His accent is thicker than... I forgot her name. Love Hewitt.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah, she's thick as hell right now. Or thicker than this girl that sings Promiscuous Girl.
Furtado.
Furtado. Nelly Furtado. She's thick as hell, too. A little too thick, maybe. She's got a little less thick.
She's overthink.
Yeah, she's overthink. You know when sometimes you overthink? She overthink. I wanted to ask you a question, Mr. Arizona Vipers. What is that? The Arizona Anacondas? The Diamondbacks? I wanted to ask you something. Right now, we're in
the
that era.
Backs.
That's what they're called? The Arizona Wetbacks? That's something Trump will bring back. I don't know why we changed the name. It was always great. It was the Arizona Wetbacks. Everybody loved it. No, I wanted to ask you because right now, you know, we have the whole... we had Thanksgiving pass a few weeks ago or a few days ago, depending on when you're listening to this. We have Christmas now in front of us. There was a Black Friday, which I think is fake now. I don't even think Black Friday exists anymore. It's just, I mean, it exists, but it's not real. There's no sales.
Do you know why it's called Black Friday? I don't know. I genuinely don't know.
Okay, I thought you were going to get us into some trouble.
No.
Okay, I'm
going to look it up.
All right, look it up. But, you know, my sister is coming to Madrid in December, late December. She's going to spend Christmas and New Year's with us.
Dang, can she bring some shit back?
Sure. I mean, what do you need? maybe. She has a bunch of shit she's ordered from here that she's bringing back. And I have a bunch of shit that I order in the U.S. for her to bring me, right? I always take the advantage, because even though a lot of things now are sold here, like whatever you need, books wise, you know, I'm a reader, right? In the last years, I learned how to read and I started reading books. And one of the things that I noticed with books is that books are a lot more expensive in Spain, even, you know, Amazon Spain, but also you don't get the same selection than in the US, right? Because not all the English books make it here. So in any case, she's bringing me like 10 books among other things. And last episode, we talked about my new hobby, which is Magic the Gathering card game. Why the fuck you put that face, dog? I wouldn't even call it a hobby anymore. I'm going to tournaments. So maybe it's like something more. Yeah, it's something more. So, you know, there's accessories that you get with the cards, right? Like little sleeves where you put the cards, little deck boxes where you put the cards. So I ordered some deck boxes and sleeves and shit from the U.S., right? So that my sister could bring them to me. And one thing that I noticed after I bought it is I was like, wait, let me check. I know people talk about AliExpress, you know, the Chinese communist Amazon. I'm like, let me check what's happening there. Like, you know, are things there really cheaper and are they of quality? Because in the past I had bought some things from there, but they were a little bit more obscure things that aren't sold in Amazon, right? I don't know, for legal reasons. But then I started looking for things that I had bought in the U.S., and I found the exact same items for much cheaper in AliExpress. And now I got to the point where I kept looking, and we found things where we're like, yeah, we're pretty much getting screwed over. Like, literally, Amazon sells everything that's on AliExpress 3 times as much, the price. So I wanted to ask you, do you have any experience with this Chinese communist website? And yeah, I mean, is Amazon being taken over by the Chinese?
I guess the tariff are working somehow, like making stuff more expensive. But then I have read that in China, like Temu and AliEx, they're selling stuff cheaper because of the tariff to the US or the US sanctioned tariffs. So I can see why it would be cheaper for you to buy it through AliExpress in Spain.
Because I don't have the tariffs.
Well, Spain and China don't have tariffs in between.
Right, so, we're cool. We're cool. We give them Jamon Serrano and they give us, you know, phones.
Temu
or whatever.
Shit.
Yeah.
AliExpress. What are you buying from them?
Well, the first things I bought were like little accessories for the card game, like a little play mat, the little
Oh,
deck boxes
okay.
that sleeps. But then a few days ago, I got on it with my girlfriend and she started looking at things. And you know, it's like Disneyland for them. She started looking at things for the house, this and that. And we ended up making like a $60 order for like 1,000 things. So, and it was cheaper than in Amazon. But like in the past, I used to see that even though things were cheaper, they were of less quality, much less quality. But now I literally saw the same fucking things for 3 times less the price.
Wait until you get them. They'll be cheap as fuck.
Oh, so okay, so okay, so I
They
haven't.
are cheap.
So when I got my things from Amazon, the US that my sister is bringing, and I saw something very similar in AliExpress, it could be that what I got was a better quality in
From
Amazon.
Amazon, probably, yeah.
Okay.
Not always. I have seen, like, we already bought the gift for Christmas,
For
for our
your son
son.
in
So we bought it
AliExpress.
through Amazon.
Okay.
A for AliExpress,
Right.
or Amazon. Hey.
Amazon, yeah.
So we bought a bunch of stuff from Amazon, and the box, just the box, it feels like a lesser quality. It was cheap, and it does feel like a cheap, a
What do you
cheap
mean the
brand.
box
But
feels of lesser quality in comparison to what?
I don't know. Maybe if you buy it from Target or like from the store, you know how you get like this shiny box that
Right. Also, the box was a
feels like
little
a
beat
toy
up.
box.
Was a little beat
No,
up.
it was weird. Maybe like a weird design. It wasn't like the shiny box. I don't know. Maybe it's just things are changing, and we're not seeing it,
So,
but.
okay, so you're thinking Amazon could be now selling shittier things.
Well, I have seen videos that people are talking shit about Amazon and how what they're selling is not of good quality anymore, and it's just anything sells.
Yeah, that is true because I'm noticing that the things that I used to see in AliExpress that I'm like, oh, that's cheap shit. It's not like Amazon. Now, when you buy on Amazon, it's the same shit except 3 times the price. So,
Right.
I mean, of course, if you're buying like more branded things, like, I don't know, it's like Sony headphones or whatever the fuck, AliExpress doesn't sell that, right? But like gadgets and little bullshit that you would just buy for daily stuff that you need at home or whatever, it is much cheaper in AliExpress. And I can show you, but okay, look, for example, go on Amazon and check and search for this and show the people.
Troll the
Card
people.
game play mat. Card game play mats. Play mats go together. And I'm gonna show you a few things so I can give you an example. But yeah, I mean, I've noticed that I bought a deck box. It's just a box that's pretty and you put your cards in them. And I paid $15 in the US Amazon. And then AliExpress, I got some of them recently for like 4 euros. So this is a play mat, right? This is just like a little, it's almost like a mouse play mat, like a mouse
Like a mouse
pad.
pad?
Yeah, but it's bigger. And, they
Oh, like
cost.
I have something like that. It just doesn't have a design.
Exactly. I had a black one before, yeah. So, but these ones are of the exact same size you need for the game anyways. But yeah, it's just a play mat, it's like a pad. And it costs around $20, right? If you go for like the good brands, it's like $20, $25. And then I got one in Amazon for like $6. Sorry, not in Amazon, in AliExpress. So it's 3 times cheaper. So now it's not the brand that the quality brand. But even some of these that I see here are not from the reputable brands and are the same ones that I see on AliExpress. Again, for 3 times less. So,
Yeah,
I don't know. What do you think about this? Is Amazon losing the battle after 25 years?
interesting. I don't know. The thing is that I don't buy from AliExpress. Nothing against that.
No,
I
I know.
think
Me
that
neither. I used to think
the
like
shipping
you.
is just too long for me to. I don't like to wait that long.
Yeah.
Whoa. Whoa. Okay, all this shit. What the fuck?
It's not even loading. All right, so just search for Playmat. If you don't even have an account, what happens is that it offers you an extra cheap price so that you buy it.
Oh my God, so many windows.
Oh, that's the other thing. The interface is like you're in a Chinese bazaar. It's super like aggressive and annoying. So put, you know, put MGT Playmats. MTG. Playmats. And you will see...
Oh, yeah, the same thing.
They're the same, except cheaper, like...
$357.
Click on the one that says $357, for example. It's a little frog. You get a virus. That's the only thing. It asks you to verify that you're a human. Dude, it's weird. That's the other thing. The site is super like... the user interface is weird. But I don't know if it's like more expensive for the US because there's a tariff or whatever the fuck. But all right. So we want one that has, for example, 300 by 600. Okay, that works. So look, 357 instead of 20 something.
The same one with the frog is $13.
Well, I mean, that one's 13, but you know, there's others that are 20. So you get it a lot cheaper. And so, yeah, I bought some shit from Amazon and then I felt robbed. I'm like, damn, I just paid 3 times what this shit costs on AliExpress. So I want to justify by saying, oh no, but what I'm getting is of better quality. Because I did check for the ones that had like the best reviews. I look at the comments. I look at the pictures on the comments. In AliExpress, it's very like hidden. Like the reviews are there, but they don't. It's like a little bit hidden. They don't do a good job in like allowing you to do a research well, because they just want you to click and buy. So I don't know.
Don't download the applications or the apps on your phone.
I don't.
Because all that should have, don't have apps. And then they have the same pop-ups. It's like, oh, spin for, you know, percentage off.
Well, I have heard from other people, you know, you have AliExpress. And then if you go to Temu, I hear it's even worse because that one's like a crazy casino. It's like, click here, boom, 5% off. Now click here, now scratch your head, 3% off, go here. But you got to put another thing in the next 3 seconds. Oh, you did it, now let's go. It's like this whole thing where you're like in a Chinese illegal casino. So, I don't know. Am I exaggerating here thinking I got screwed over?
When did you get it? Are you expecting it soon?
In February. No, I'm kidding. Okay. It takes like
sounds about right.
No, it takes from a week to 2 weeks. So it's not crazy long. There's okay, some things I got in a week.
To the States is at least a month.
Oh,
from
okay.
What I've seen or bought before.
Oh, no. Yeah. In that case, it's almost like, yeah.
And I remember my lady bought a bunch of shit from Temu for like $30. Mm-hmm. And I can say like 99% of the stuff that she bought has already either broken or gotten lost.
Okay. Yeah, but gotten lost, I mean, that's not their fault, right? I mean,
yeah, it's user problem right there.
Okay. So, but things are shit.
Yeah, they do break, and they're not the best quality.
Okay. All right, so I'll use that to justify my Amazon purchase.
We'll check back on in two weeks. You let me know. You can show me all the fucking magic wand shit that you bought, butt plugs right. That you bought.
I mean, I can show you one that I bought from Amazon. It's a deck box.
I'm down to see some
it's
weird
this one
gay
right shit. Here. It's a deck box.
Okay, what does that do?
Not a dick box, a deck box.
Pretty sure when you open it, just it's a small dick.
So what a deck box is, you open it, and you have your cards.
I feel like that's too fancy.
It is fancy.
Too fancy.
But sometimes you gotta look gangster when you're playing. Papa!
Okay, so you bought that one because it was black, and then the red because of your card
sleeves
are red.
The sleeves are red, and this deck uses black and red mana. So it all, I'm very like, you know, aesthetic with my thing.
Please tell me that if you go for like green, you're going to get a green box.
I do.
Of course. Okay.
I have one green. You know what I'm did? You know what my next deck box is? Is this turquoise teal. And then the cards are going to be sleeved in a dark reddish orange. So it's going to have the colors of the Miami Dolphins.
Damn. They fucking suck.
I know, but I like the colors. Is that too much? I mean, I don't know.
Are you trying to... Because there's some people on our Instagram feed that are very Miami Dolphins fanatics.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm not. But I do like the color scheme. I like the colors.
Okay, okay. I try to buy shit in weird colors. Like for work, some of my kitchen stuff is it's weird colors just so I know that they are there and then they're mine. Mm. You know, it's not like gray or black or white. I try to buy like green or the peeler yellow, you know, to make it so I don't get it lost.
Okay, so you purposely buy shit in a color scheme that is very odd so that you're the only one with that color scheme.
Right.
Makes sense.
Right.
Okay.
I just bought, what did I buy? A scale. For weighing out my food
for
work.
For weighing the food? Mm-hmm.
And I tried, like, in my cart, I had, like, a turquoise one.
Mm-hmm.
And I like this one. It's $1 more expensive, but I would rather have that than, you know, get it stolen or confused by an in-house one.
Because if it's black one, everybody has one.
Everybody has one.
But if you get a turquoise, then everybody knows, oh, no, that's, you know, that's Mauricio, the faggoty guy.
So, is that word back to?
I don't know. I don't think I can use that word right now, but it just came out. It might be back.
So I have my scale. So I bought this one that has different colors. Like this one's like white and green or white and turquoise. So this way I know it's my shit. Peeler, same thing. I used to have a green one. And then funny enough, everybody had a green one. So I bought a yellow one.
How convenient. So you always want to be outside of the grain so that people...
Always.
So that you always know, no, that yellow one is mine. You know that. I'm the only one with the yellow.
I can show you. Actually, I can show you. We can talk about my knife set.
Please. I want to bring it on.
I didn't have it planned. Otherwise, you didn't have to see my ass when I stood there.
No, I want to see the ass and just move it a little. All right, so it's going to be actually a cool-ass episode. We're going to be able to see the utensils that Chef Maurice uses when at work. So this is important. If you're like a young king that wants to be a chef soon, you know, these are tips that are going to help you. You find out, you know, what type of knives you need, what color scheme is best so that you don't get them stolen, and you know, how to use them in general. You know, I mean, obviously you want to use them for the food stuff, right, the cutting, but, you know, how to sharpen them. How to organize them, and which type of knife is best for each specific situation. You know, I just have like a big-ass knife that I use for everything, but you want to have one for peeling, one for cutting bone, one for filleting a fish, and you want to have one for filleting the jamon serrano. So these are all things that we can learn from. So yeah, show us the knives. I was telling the people that, you know, if you're a young king that wants to be a chef, you're gonna show us the different types of knives that you use and what they're
used for.
I'm
gonna show you a couple of my setup.
Okay.
For what I have at work. So this is my, they call it the Bain, like a Bain Marie.
Put it on the right side because the light is there. Okay, I think it's the same. All right.
And then this metal thing, I have it with the Band-Aid, so I know it's mine.
Okay, and what is that for? What is that for? You put gin and tonic there? What was that for?
When we cooked, like, this could be used to do different things, like to hold things. Before, they used to, for, like, do sauces and put it in the water and bain-marie. And then now it's more like holding shit. Hold on, give me 1 second.
Sure.
Now it's just like to put, everybody puts their stuff in. So I have my spoons, like my serving spoons. These are 3 of them. Like a smaller one, a bigger one, and then a slotted one. And you see it has like a small ring.
Yeah.
A zip tie. So I know it's mine. So it doesn't get confused with other people who might have the same one.
Question. So these things you need to buy to work at a, like, don't they provide these things?
So certain places do. then I like to have my own shit.
Okay.
Like, so when I go to do, you know, dinners at other places, I have my own equipment that I can take, and I don't have to depend on a restaurant to have them. Like, for example, the restaurant I'm working at now doesn't have knives to provide. They don't have like scissors. So in my thing, I have scissors, also with a zip tie.
Okay. So you're all prepared. And, like, you have it all coded. I mean, just like you make fun of me for my Magic the Gathering equipment, you have it all like that for your little things.
The thing is, I don't go to, you know, my boy's house to, like, play with our toys, you know?
Right. You go to work and make money. No, I get it.
And then I have tweezers or tongs.
Okay.
And I bought them like this, so they're different from... Fuck, you can't really...
Oh, okay. Can you put them more behind? Okay, so they have a little zebra print.
More like a cow print.
Cow print, okay.
And it's pink and black.
Okay. All right. Oh, I see it there. Okay, so and you put it like this so that people know what's good. Okay.
So I have it, and I know that the pink and black ones are mine. This one's, I've never seen those on anyone else.
Okay.
But still, they're unique and I know they're mine. Now, I show you... Like my peeler.
Okay, it's just seems like a regular. Is this like a regular, the cheapest peeler on Amazon, or you try to get one that's like nice?
They're all the same shit.
Okay.
At the end of the day, they're all the same shit. This one I think is like $9.
Okay.
Which is, if you think about it, for a peeler, it's kind of expensive.
It is. I thought it would be like, I think in AliExpress it's $1.
This one I like because, I don't know, a lot of the home ones are like sideways.
Oh,
instead
true.
Of having this
like
that, it has it. So it's weird. And like this for me, it's, I just grab it like this on the side and then start peeling.
That's true. The one I have is the one that is elongated instead of sideways. So
okay,
I get you.
Let's see what I have. So this is my box. I want
to show you before. Okay, Sluggers. You have like all these stickers on them.
Yeah, I put stickers on it.
Okay, and that's where you carry your knives.
And then this is where I carry my knives.
And they go into like cork?
It is cork, yes. So I've never seen this box anywhere before. And I saw it and I bought it. Plus it keeps my knives, you know, in the cork.
Right.
It does move around. I'm not going to be... shitting you, but I do put it in a book bag.
Okay.
So there's nothing to cover this.
To cover it, okay.
So when I put it in my book bag, you know, sometimes it's nice. Yeah. These are not all of my knives. I have like another set that I don't use as much. This is the knives that I use the most.
So these are the ones you take to work?
Yeah, on an everyday basis. I don't use them all every day. I have one that I'll show you after. That's my go-to knife.
Okay, like you're all around, do everything.
Yeah. I have this. This was a gift. This is to like peel shit. Peel garlic. I don't know. Peel ginger.
Okay.
This used to be more pointy, and I just broke it last week trying to open a can.
Damn. You try to open a can with that.
Yeah, I tried to like put it in the can, and then as soon as I did this, the tip broke, and I got very sad because it was a gift.
Is it expensive?
Probably not, but it's just like the meaningfulness of what I got.
No, I'm not trying to shit on it. I'm just, okay.
This is a little petty knife, small knife.
Petty, is that what they call them? Petty knife?
It is, petty knife.
And it just means it's a small knife.
It's just a small knife, yeah.
And what do you cut with that? Like, can you go through it and explain? Because I was telling the guys, you're going to explain to them what's the purpose of each knife, because they want to learn. Some of these kids are like, you know, drug addicts that are trying to get out of the, you know, the slums.
So this is to do like small jobs that I can do quickly. Like when I cut cucumbers, for example, I don't want to take out my big knife. I'll take out my small knife, you know, and when I try to take the skin off orange.
Okay.
For example, I'll do it with this one because it's easier. I know it's going to get in between and in the small spaces. So I use it for that. I have a meat knife.
Okay.
This is
And
to
that's to
like cut meat, carve meat. Lately,
but,
I used it for
but keep it on the screen because people want to see
so
it.
So people see it.
And put it more towards your face because that's the part that I usually leave in. YouTube's not gonna like that. No. Okay, but don't put it on the other side because that's the part I cut. The producer does.
So this is to like butcher stuff.
Okay, but this is to butcher shit that's uncooked, raw.
Raw.
Okay.
So this one's sharp
as fuck. Okay, but this one is not the one you use for bones.
You could. This knife is hard enough that can cut through small bones.
Right. Not of like animals, of course, of animals.
Yeah. Right. So that's like my boning knife. That's how I call it.
Oh, that's your boning knife.
We call it. Yeah. That's the name of it.
Oh, damn.
There's longer knives that are for fish. This one's more for meat, but I've been using it for fish and it works fine.
Okay.
And like the brands, I don't want to say brands because some are in Japanese. I don't know. This one used to have a brand on the side, and I think it, you know, erased.
Does brand matter when it comes to knives?
Interesting. I don't know. Just as long as it's sharp.
Okay.
I think you can deal with it. I mean, some people go for like the expensive shit.
Have you had expensive knives, like Japanese expensive knives, and do you see a difference? Does the sharp stay sharper for longer?
Depending on how you use it, but yeah.
Can you give me a straight answer?
Damn. Can I continue with my knife? Or?
Yeah, please. Damn. That seems Japanese.
It is Japanese. So this one is like single edge.
Is that for harakiri?
This is mainly for vegetables.
Okay.
Like to cut vegetables. When I say single edge, it's like this side is straight, and then this side has an angle to it.
Mm.
It's super sharp.
Okay.
And this, you can use it for, you know, veg and like chives, to cut chives.
Okay.
Or scallions, you know, small herb work, as I like to call
herb
it.
Herb work, that's what they call it. Damn.
This is also a veg knife.
Damn, I look straight up samurai in this bitch. I love that one. Looks sick
as
hell.
This one's one of my favorites. This one I use it for vegetables. Like most of them, vegetable, that's what, you know, we cut up most of the times. But then I have my new baby because my last baby, my wife lost it.
Okay.
So this is like my baby.
Damn. And is that a baby because of the price, the quality, the feel, the results that it gives you? Elaborate a little bit on that.
Everything you said. The price, it's expensive. It's $200, but I think it's worth it. This one is not Japanese. It's Swedish, I think.
Swedish. Okay.
Yeah. Stainless steel. This brand is very good. Misono. It's a very good knife brand. This one, I think it's 14-inch. I think this one's like 14 inches or 12.
That's what she said.
So,
okay.
So compare that one to...
Right. Little guy, big guy.
Yeah. You, me, basically.
Right. Pretty much. And what do you use that one for, the big guy? Big guy.
This is to like cut onions, to cut still vegetable. I could cut fish with it. I can slice fish with it. I can slice meat with it. What else can we do? Portion stuff.
Is that like a very good all around knife?
Yeah, it is. There's different sizes, different like brands to this brand. Like there's Misono and then there's like the UX or the whatever. And then there's different kind of
tiers
to it.
So the brand is Misono.
Yeah.
And it's from Sweden. Yeah. And you would say
I think it's from Sweden.
They're one of the best ones.
One of the best ones. I mean, again, the Japanese knives are very good.
Okay.
But some Europeans are.
No, I'm gonna check them out because Sweden is near.
I don't fuck around with like German knives, but those are very good. Like,
why is it because of like your grandpa in World War II or what's up?
Usually those are heavier knives.
Oh, they're heavier knives.
Right. All my knives are very light to the grip.
Okay. People would say a heavier knife might be easier for the cutting, but I guess that depends on what type of chef you are.
No, I've known people who use heavier knives, but I like for me, for example, if I'm doing the same motion too long on a heavier knife, my hand starts to cramp.
It's tired. Okay.
So I found like a lighter one and it works.
It comes down to also like preference, right? Like they're both great knives, but some people might prefer the feel of a heavier German knife, right? And maybe they have some sentimental attachment to the Führer.
For example, the German knife, because when you go to culinary school, they give you a kit with some knives on it. Okay. And usually those are German or European steels. Okay. So the knives I got from them, I don't have it anymore. But in my previous jobs, I used to have it, or I used to use them for lobster shells. Mm. Once you cook them and you had to crack them, you don't want to use your fucking, you know, beautiful, sharpened
delicate knife. So you use a German.
No, you would use like a heavier duty knife. And then that's what that knife was for. A lot of the German ones are a little bit heavier.
Okay.
But I have many other knives. Like I have a long one for slicing fish, for example.
Is that long one the one you would use for slicing jamón serrano, for example?
Similar. But yeah, same idea. For slicing fish, you want it long because you want to do one motion. Mm. You don't want to, like when you cut the fish, you don't want to see the sawing in the fish.
Right.
And I think same with meat, but it's a little bit harder because meat is thicker than fish.
I went to a town near Madrid recently called Toledo, and apparently they're big on knives. And apparently they use a special type of steel that's called Damascus steel. Have you heard of this steel?
Yeah, I used to have some knives with Damascus steel. It's good.
Are they what they say, the hype?
Yeah, the hype is real.
Do you know where that steel is from? Is that Spanish?
I don't think so.
Damascus. Damascus is like a city like in Constantinople or some shit, like in the Middle East.
I think, let's see.
Or is it a type of metal? Maybe not from where
it's a type of metal.
Okay.
It's a type of high carbon steel.
Ah, I see. So it's not a location, but it's just a type. Maybe it's called Damascus steel because that's where the people from Damascus used it from. You know, I think it's an alloy. So it's a specific percentage of, they mix steel with something else and carbon, and it gives it a specific strength because of it. I hear that the Japanese steel and their formula for it. For people that don't know, an alloy is sort of like the mixture that you do, right? Like when you buy a ring that's gold, it's not like gold all the way. I mean, you could get a full gold ring, but then they're very malleable because gold is soft. So normally what they do is they mix it with steel and they create an alloy, a mixture of metals to give it more firmness, more strength. And what happens with steel is they also mix it with carbon. And depending on the percentage of carbon that you put, you get a different mix. And different blacksmiths across the hundreds of years of human evolution, they've used different mixtures of alloys so that, you know, different blacksmiths get different strengths, right? And it's just like anything, like the recipe of your grandma, right? Everybody has a different way of doing it. And some people claim to have the best steel. So anyways, Damascus steel, apparently super badass.
If you want to know what else I have in my bag for work, you know, a Sharpie. Okay. And a pen, a steel for my knives to keep them sharp.
That's actual steel?
Yeah, this is actually the one that they give you in the school kit.
Or is that what it's called, a steel?
It's a honing steel.
Okay. And that's to sharpen the knives?
Not to sharpen it, but just to keep it, keep the edge. So you want to sharpen it in the stone. And then after a day, let's say, you would go back here just to basically straighten the edge. Because the little teeth, the microscopic teeth from the knife, after usage, they go like this. And then by passing it through the honing steel, you're basically just taking those back to straight. They will never be straight perfect until you sharpen it in the stone.
Now, I have a question. It seems that as you use them, they lose some of that sharpness, right? And I would assume that they're losing particles of the steel.
When you sharpen, yes.
No, not only when you sharpen, when you use them with food and shit, no?
No.
They just bend. They bend.
The teeth bend, yeah. I don't think they're losing the parts.
Okay. Because then what happens like when you sharpen it in the stone, if you don't clean it well, some of those particles might go in the food. Can somebody die from that?
I mean, I don't know if they're going to die right away, but they're going to have steel in their system.
Shit. Do we pee that away? Do we poop it away?
I don't know. We got to look it up. But no, that's why, you know, after you sharpen it, you want to wash your knife and kind of clean it. Because okay. When you dry it after sharpening it and you see black in the towel, that's steel is still there. Yeah, right. Sometimes in here, in the honing steel, after I go like this, I pass my hand through it and then you can see all the steel left back.
Damn.
Then you go wash your hands and stuff. So. Yeah, I wanted to show you my Sharpies,
What are the Sharpies for?
Oh, for labeling.
Labeling shit, okay.
Labeling shit, and then I always have my little pen for my notebook with my recipes, things to do, things that I need to do.
Agenda. I was trying to...
the Trump agenda.
No, that's crazy that you have like a whole whole array of accessories, like sort of like a mechanic that brings his own stool, his own right. tools. Yeah. Okay.
I grab paper like this at the beginning of the day. Yesterday was short, so I write a short list for me to do. The night before that, I worked service, so I was, you know, shown not shown. I was told that we had new dishes that we haven't prepared before. So they kind of go through like, all right, fish and everything that goes to in it, steak, everything that goes in it. So I can prepare myself.
So you have to do a little homework too.
You have to. Yeah. At least I have to. Not everybody does the same that I do.
Right.
Like I take notes.
You like to be organized with your shit.
Yeah.
Would you say you're like the mechanic of the food?
This is my notebook for work. Okay.
Trump 2020.
I want to show you.
Okay, please do.
I have some old recipes from other jobs, but for example, the recipes when they give them to me, I try to be short and straight to the point. So
okay.
I don't want to write a whole line of everything. So red wine, mignonette, I just put mignon.
Mm-hmm.
And then 800 grams of red wine. I think I put RW, yeah, RW Vin,
okay,
red wine vinegar, 170. I already don't put the G because I already know everything's in grams.
Right.
So Morita, which is a chili, and then 15 grams salt.
Okay.
And then very, very precise, like as they're explaining. As they're explaining it to me, because they're not showing it, it's not visual. They're just talking to me and I had to like write it down and kind of imagine what's going on. So it's like steep the morita chilies in the vinegar for 30 minutes, salt after cool down, brunoise shallots. But I don't need to go like, so then you do this and then you do that. I just try to be like very short.
You pretty much put it like in bullet points.
Right. Let's say this recipe really quick.
Put it more to your right.
To my right here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's like 1 kg, you know, 1 kilo.
Right. In that case, you put the kg because it's not grams. Okay.
Right. And then it's hard because, I mean, I'm not better than anyone. I've just been longer in this industry. So when the new people that are starting, I show them my notes, they don't understand it. So it's like, what's the difference between, you know, 1 kg and 1 gram? So I have to explain at least what I know and what I think it is. So I go like, from 1 to 999, it's grams. But once you go to 1,000, it's already a kilogram.
Right. That's exactly how it works.
So I explain this, but not everybody understands it. So I have to go some recipes, instead of saying, okay, it's 1 kilo, I got to say, all right, it's 1,000 grams. So just right. So they understand that one
some
thing
people
equals
just
the other.
Struggle with basic math. Okay.
And it's fair. It's hard. Like right
no,
now,
I don't think it's hard. I think that you are not the best in math, and right. You already get it. So right. if they know less than you, then that's a problem.
So now in this restaurant, I'm applying more of percentages because the recipes that we get are sometimes small amounts
right.
That we want to make a big batch. So I go into percentages. I'm like, all right, lemon is 100% of the recipe. And then sugar is 50% of the recipe. And I want to scale it. I do that math.
Right.
And that's
okay.
All new to me.
That's interesting, right? Because that's ratios. You're talking about ratios. So you grab one recipe, you use the ratios there so that if you're not going to make 100 grams, but 300 grams of that, you got to be able to scale it with the ratios. Right. And yeah, percentages right. Are the ratios. Okay. Actually, that's pretty cool. That's
so
interesting.
In this job, I've been applying a lot of fucking percentages. But the good thing is that I'm not going to lie to you. There's Google and then there's ChatGPT. So I just go, if this is, 100%, what's that? I know it's in Spanish is la tabla de tres or la regla de tres or whatever. I don't remember that from high school.
Yeah.
So I just asked ChatGPT or Google and they fucking give me
I mean,
the
at
answer,
least you know what you're trying to get and you know what to ask. I know how to do those maths because I was really into math. So being able to scale things and use the same ratio, that's perfect for me. Like if I have a recipe that tells me how to do something for 100 grams, but we really need to make 700 grams, I know everything has to be multiplied by 7 or whatever, So, but in your case, you can just use ChatGPT, Google, it gives you the fucking thing.
If you want like more precise recipes, use percentage rather than... the other stuff, whatever.
Well, it's just easier
is.
Because you can scale it to a bigger batch, right? Like in a restaurant. I mean, even when I'm doing it at home, sometimes we get recipes for pancakes, but it's like for a little amount. So I just double it all and make double amount. But yeah. Okay.
So I've been a teacher at this job. I've taught people, math, which I never thought I could. I have my things. I've just shown you part of my collection. I have many, many more kitchen stuff.
Do you feel proud of them? Like when I feel proud of my accessories, you have your little things and you prepare them.
The other day I went to have dinner with my mom. So I went from work. I went straight to her house to pick her up. We went to have dinner. And when we got down and sat at the table, I brought my book bag that all my knives are in. And she's
Is
like, oh, why don't you leave it in the... She's like, why don't you leave it in the car? I'm like, fuck no. No, because I always hear all these stories of people who, lose their knife, got it stolen. So I spent a lot of fucking money on it.
Right. So so you bring that shit with you.
Yeah. So that shit's going with me. If it's in, I'm not going to leave it in the car. Let's put it that way. Am I going to like a park with a bunch of knives? I don't know. Could be a possibility.
Well, you did have a little story where you were
incident.
In San Francisco
where
you took a little Uber, but the one that you share with people, and somebody saw that you had a book bag filled with knives and then they reported you or some shit.
The difference there is that I had the knives in my pocket, not in a book bag. So I remember because it was this knife, actually the one that that person saw. Before I had it with a guard. Like it comes with a guard.
Right.
So I had it, secure in my pocket, but it makes sense. Why?
Somebody just saw you with a knife in your pocket because you were going to your job.
From home to home to, or from work to home.
And why would you not have it all in like a little book bag?
Great question. I don't know.
Okay, okay. I mean, fair to the person.
Yeah. I mean, I can see why Uber would call me. They would actually call me because I don't know if you ever try to call Uber. They don't have a phone number.
Right, but they know so how to find you.
They find you. They call me and they're like, "What the fuck is going on?" So yeah, I'm very proud of my stuff. I'd like to share it with you. I have more knives that I can show you later on.
Okay. What we can do is, for next episode, organize your whole array of accessories, and we can really get into it. Not only with the utensils that you use directly, but even like containers and things that could make our lives easier, the people that we cook at home, certain tricks and certain things to make it all easier.
I'm gonna bring my whole kitchen to here.
Yeah, well, not all, you know, bring the most important things and we'll look at it. I do have to cut it a little short today. Normally we're trying to do one. I mean, we said we were gonna do like 45 minute episodes, but I prefer to do an hour 10. But today we're gonna leave it at around 45, just because I have things to take care of. But it seems like you have things to take care of too. All right, so you're the Arizona AliExpress, Arizona Wetbacks. Keep it real, keep it gangster. If you have questions about knives, or if you have any tips that you can give us on what type of knife you use at your kitchen, then let us know. Love you, Chef Maurice. Take care. Have a wonderful day. And keep it going. Peace out.